The door opened to reveal a young Twi'lek. She was clad in black robes, with Nyriss's four-pointed star emblazoned in purple on both the chest and back, surrounded by a red circle. A shock collar was fastened securely around her neck. But even without it, her status would have been immediately obvious simply because of her species. When Sith had fallen into full retreat during the last days of the Great Hyperspace War, they had taken with them a number of prisoners captured during their early victories over Republic worlds. Those prisoners, mostly humans and Twi'leks, had been condemned to a life of slavery. By the Emperor's order, no slave could ever be granted his or her freedom, and the status of the parent would be passed down to the child, generation after generation. Because of this directive, there was never any doubt about the role of any Twi'lek in the Empire. They were and always would be slaves, descended from ancestors too weak to save themselves from the Sith invaders. The slave bent to one knee and kept her eyes to the ground as Murtaugh, Scourge, and Setchel stepped through. Then she closed the door behind them and retreated into a corner. The well-lit room appeared to be a study or a private library. The walls were lined with shelves, their ancient wooden frames warped by the weight of the treasures they bore. Scourge couldn't help but stare in wonder at the collection. During his days at the Academy, he had seen only one physical manuscript, an ancient tome dating back more than 10,000 years to the arrival of the first Dark Jedi on Dromund Kaas. The book was considered a priceless artifact, one of the Academy's greatest treasures. Yet here, dozens, if not hundreds, of volumes filled the shelves on the left wall. Most of the books were large and thick, their bound pages protected by covers of leather or some similarly cured hide, though Scourge guessed that not all of them were made from skin cured from mindless beasts. They had an antiquated look about them, though most appeared to be preserved in good condition, if somewhat worn from use. Obviously, Nyriss had paged through them many times. The shelves on the right wall contained reference material that looked even more ancient and delicate. Loose leaves of yellowed parchment were held in place with delicate wire clips. Rolled scrolls were encased in clear protective tubes. A hinged glass cover sheltered several books that looked as if they might crumble into dust should a strong breeze pass through the room. But not everything in the room was an archaic relic. On the rear wall was a large bank of holodisks and data cards, and in the center of the room was a computer workstation where a figure Scourge could only assume to be Darth Nyriss sat hunched, staring at the display monitor. The hood of her loose-fitting cowl, red accented with purple and black, was pulled up over her head, and the long, loose sleeves even covered her hands and fingers as she worked at the terminal. Neither Murtaugh nor Setchel made any sound to announce their presence, so Scourge took his cue from them and stood silently, while Nyriss focused intently on the computer's display. Her cloaked form blocked any view of the screen, so it was impossible for him to see what she was studying. However, he thought he could hazard a guess. Darth Nyriss was well known for her proficiency in the ancient arts of Sith sorcery. During his time at the Academy, Scourge had discovered that there were many ways to draw upon the power of the Force. His natural talents had led him down the path of the warrior, learning to channel his emotions into strength and raw outbursts of lethal energy. But other students had trained with the Inquisitors, studying a very different curriculum. Millennia earlier, those who followed the dark side had learned to harness and shape the Force through complex rituals that could control the mind of an enemy and sometimes even warp reality itself. Much of this arcane knowledge had been lost, but those who managed to unlock even a few of the secrets of the past were often rewarded with a more subtle, though just as potent, form of power. It was rumored that the perpetual storms of Dromund Kaas were the result of the Emperor performing one of these rituals. Scourge didn't know if that was true, but he knew that Nyriss had gained her place in the Dark Council through her knowledge and understanding of things he could never hope to fully grasp.